Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Orange Juice News and Notes from around the world of insoles. Once again, I am your host, Owen, business manager here at Orange Insoles. And today we have our other co-host, Mallory, also my sister, joining us. She's actually getting ready to go on a European vacation. If you've tuned into some of our last episodes, you would have heard some of her planning that goes into that. But Mallory, how's it going? Are you all packed up now that you're 12 hours from departure?
I am almost, but I'm working on it. And the irony is I'm planning on sitting for 8 hours or so, yet today we are talking about standing for that long. So
I'm on. That's exactly what I was going to say is, you know, Mallory's going to go on vacation and travel, aka sit on a plane. She's going over to the Czech Republic, so that's obviously a pretty lengthy flight. But our topic, like Mallory mentioned, is more about working, so not vacation, and standing on your feet all day. I guess you, Mallory, this could be relevant to you, not that it has to be, as you get to the Czech Republic and start walking around and taking more steps and being more active. But again, you have a pretty low-key next 24 hours, we'll call it. So
yeah, this will be good, especially the recovery stuff for after my long days there.
So as mentioned, standing on your feet, this is something that some of you may not even think about. You may just be so used to being on your feet all day for your job, whether you're a healthcare professional in the service industry, construction worker, first responder. I mean, I don't need to tell you what you do if you stand on your feet. You probably know that. But again, it's something that you might not always think about all the time. And the reality is standing for, we'll say, you know, 8 to 10 hours, even 4 hours, 6 hours, your body gets tired. It's not normally equipped to just stand for that long a period of time. And it really can take its toll on you. So what we're going to do is just discuss a little bit about what's actually happening to your body when you are standing all day. And then, of course, a few things that you can do to help yourself out. Our slogan is feel better, do more. So we figured, why not bring some ideas to the folks that really are working hard, standing, walking, lifting, whatever it may be. So with that said, I personally have had a few positions that require standing all day. Honestly, mostly going back to my days at the shoe store, Playmakers. I worked in the back, and that would require more like restocking and moving things around, and always be on your feet and walking around. And then I also worked on the sales floor. And if you've worked in retail, you've probably heard like the joke phrase. Well, sometimes it's a joke. The phrase, if you lean, you clean. So the idea is you're not supposed to sit. You're not supposed to lean on stuff. You need to, I mean, I get it. The point is you want to look ready to help customers as they come in the door. But with that said, hours and hours will go by and you'll be like, man, I need a break, or I haven't even sat down. So that's, again, what we're going to kind of tackle. And Mallory, you've had a few jobs standing on your feet all day as well. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Everything from, like you said, back in the days at Playmakers, working utility in the back, but even like standing at the counter there, like, especially during sales days, I wasn't physically like moving a lot, but just standing there was so tiring. And then just, yeah, different restaurants, from little cafe to giant restaurant where I'm sprinting. But they all, like, I know they're like different ways of standing and moving, but they all like really do affect you, whether you are running in a restaurant or staying stationary at a counter all day. It's important to remember that, like, it is, like, standing is physical exertion, and you are burning calories. You are, like, you do need hydration, and all of that.
100%. I agree, and I guess just to walk our audience through a little bit of what's actually happening when you're standing on your feet all day, we've gone over in the past the concept of flat feet, or even, I guess, proper arches and supporting the rest of your body. But the reality is, again, most people don't have like strong arches. They actually have flatter feet. And when you have flatter feet, that's going to lead to essentially your feet bottoming out, or excuse me, your arches bottoming out, your ankles might roll in, and this is even while you're standing. You might, if you're watching on video, you can see my little hand model. You're naturally just gonna have this tilt in, which then is gonna put some extra tilt on your ankle, up to your knee. Now your hip may be sinking in as you're standing all day, and you're not even starting in proper alignment. So as you kind of go through the day and hours of that, it starts to compound, and you really might start to feel excessive strain in your feet, of course, but like I said, your knees or your hips or even your lower back might start to feel sore, and oftentimes it's just starting with that strong foundation. I mentioned that some people do have stronger arches and can, I guess, efficiently support their body when they're standing, but even then, you know, maybe you can support your body fine hours one, hours two, hours three, but, you know, once you get to 4 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, whatever it may be, I don't want to leave anyone out and have the people at home be like, oh, I stand longer than that. I'm sure there's still someone. But when you're standing that long, the muscles in your feet and really your lower extremities start to get tired, and they start compensating by, like I described before, essentially that bottoming out of the arch and then all the compensations to the rest of the body chain. So this is what's realistically happening throughout the course of the day. When you stand up in the first hour of the day, your muscles are going to be in a little different condition than hours 6, 7, 8, 9, so on. And then, like Mallory mentioned, it leads a lot into, you know, you're burning energy, you're burning calories, your muscles are working. And then also your just like general hydration levels, you may be needing more water or I guess like electrolytes than you might realize. It's not that you're going on like a huge run and sweating a ton in the moment, but as the day goes on, you really can start to deplete your hydration stores.
Yeah, and it's important to have kind of a plan for that and to make sure you are taking care of your body. And like what I like to do hydration wise, if you can, if you're working, just if you're like passing the water fountain, passing a sink, and you have access to get water, just do it. Chug a quick cup. If it's the little thing, just chug it. Every few hours or whenever you see it, use it as a mental cue. And if you don't really have that because you're stuck at a counter or something, something I just do hydration-wise, this doesn't even have to do with standing, but how I make sure I get in my water every day is I try to get in 100 ounces. I drink 20 at each meal. There's 60. Easy. And then I just throw in the extra 40 between each meal. So if I have 20 with breakfast, and then I'm like, okay, I have all the way till lunch to drink this next 20. Then I have 20 at lunch, I have all the way till dinner to drink the next 20, and then 20 at dinner. That it's just like easier for me instead of like, oh shoot, I haven't drank water all day, I gotta chug it now, to have some kind of hydration plan. So like either that, or like I said, just that mental cue, okay, I'm passing the water, just chug a quick glass and then move on. That's just an easy way to stay hydrated. And then another thing is just, again, we're burning energy. Let's make sure we have our carbs. Carbs give us energy, and then some protein, which will help refuel our muscles and support our muscles. You know, we can have those gains on the job. A few things I like are Greek yogurt bowls. I love like a piece of toast with like tuna or eggs. Maybe gross for work, but good energy source. Anything you like, Owen? What are your favorite like snacks?
I am a big like Lara bar guy, or essentially like date bars. So they have dates, which is a highly nutritious, I guess you could even call it like a superfood. But then they also have like the ones I like are the cookie dough ones. So it's like dates, cashews, apples mixed in, and then it has like vanilla and some chocolate chips. But something like that, like if I snack on that, what I find is that I feel a lot better throughout the day. And ultimately, it is a bit of a mind game too, right? So like if you're just kind of like standing on your feet all day, but also like starving yourself until lunch and super thirsty, it's essentially just going to compound the situation. So it's important to take care of yourself. For me, I almost always will have, this is so funny because right now I don't have my water in front of me, but I always have like this big cup of water and I just fill it up and like I just drink it throughout the day. If I'm, you know, outside with the kids or just sitting at my desk or in the kitchen making a meal, I pretty much just always have my water nearby and ready to go. And that accessibility really helps. But the other thing I like too is even doing like electrolyte mixes. So I feel like electrolytes were, maybe I'm wrong, but popularized by like Gatorade and Powerade and some of those sugary drinks. And you're like, oh, well, those aren't actually that good for me. So I don't know if I should be drinking those. But nowadays, there's a lot of like electrolyte mixes or powders is what they're called. And they take a lot of the sugar out of it and just kind of give you the essentials that you need. But mixing in one of those to your water as well, ultimately is just going to help you stay more hydrated throughout the day too. So that's another key one where I think you'd notice a big difference mixing in some of that with your daily hydration as well.
Yeah, especially in the summer. It's not, electrolytes aren't just for the hangovers or athletes. They really do come in handy. And it just makes sure you get your sodium and your potassium and things in to make sure you stay hydrated. My favorite brands, I think one of the most affordable ones is Noon, Nuun. I just bought a pack to travel with because they come in a little tube. Element's another great one. Liquid IV is one we've all kind of heard of. So those are just a couple brands if you're interested.
I gotta throw out mine, Mallory. I honestly am not sure about price point because my wife does a lot of the shopping. I don't even look these days, which is probably for the best. But it's called Moon Juice. Tastes to me like super light, super clean, not a lot of that like artificial sugary taste, and it's just really easy to put back. So Moon Juice is my go-to. They also happen to have magnesium as well, which I take at nighttime.
I actually have to plug one more snack because we've talked about it recently, but Owen started eating Oats Overnight, which is a brand of overnight oats that I love. And I know I'm in the Facebook group. I'm very dedicated. And I know a
Love
lot
that.
of people bring it to work because it's A, full of fiber, full of protein. The flavors are fun. And it's a drinkable cold oatmeal, so they just have it in the shaker bottle, and it's so convenient if you need to get like a quick meal in that's gonna keep you super full, and feeling kind of good for a long time. That's a really easy one that I recommend.
Such a good point, Mallory. And again, the idea here is the more you're fueling your body and your stomach, the better you're gonna feel, the more fuel you're actually giving to your muscles as well, and your feet and lower extremity. But yeah, I started mixing that in basically like between breakfast and lunch because I don't have like a huge appetite first thing in the morning, but I'll get a little breakfast. But by the time lunch comes, I'm like literally so hungry. But mixing that in, it really is like you're saying, like it's just a drink and it's perfect where I feel more full, has the oats. I know it also has chia seeds in it. But then the protein powder and it is such just like a complete meal, I guess, for what you're doing. And I actually like to buy those at Costco. So pro tip, you can get a really good deal at Costco if you happen to have a membership. They might be at other wholesale clubs, but that's where I get mine. Transitioning a little bit though, so obviously fueling your body, hydrating your body is very important. But what are some other things that you can do just as you're standing on your feet all day? Hopefully the first thing or one of the first things that comes to mind would be really taking a close look at your footwear. So if you are wearing your cute flats or sandals or stylish dress shoes, even some people have to do, or like you just prefer, you know, your Chuck Taylors that are timeless, you might want to do yourself a favor and try to put fashion aside as much as possible and just get yourself into a nice, comfortable pair of shoes. Everyone has their own restrictions. Generally speaking, though, if you could do like an athletic shoe or a running shoe, those are going to be, they're going to have the most options that have both arch support and cushioning and a wide base. But they're also lightweight and breathable for your feet so they don't get too hot and sweaty. So if you are allowed to wear athletic shoes, I would definitely point you in that direction, running shoes. What running shoes are for me? Well, we've talked about that a little bit in the past. We have some blog articles, but really the best way to determine this is to go to your local shoe store, sit down with, I mean, at Playmakers, we call them like a fit specialist, so someone who specializes in fitting shoes, and have them measure your feet, have them try on a few different pairs of shoes, and see what fits best for you. You could do research online. It definitely helps, but at the end of the day, actually putting on the shoe is the best way to do it. And what better way to support local than to head to your local running store? Mallory, what did you do footwear-wise? Because I don't think you could wear running shoes at some of your jobs.
Actually, with every, like, restaurant service job, I actually had a pair of shoes from Playmakers. They're a pair of non-slip Brooks, but they were made for, like, industry shoes. A lot of those companies actually make industry. Like, one of the most popular, which is really interesting, is amongst cooks, is Birkenstocks. They make Birkenstocks for, like, chefs that are meant to be worn in the kitchen. They're really cool. I really want a pair. But they're, like, non-slip, water-resistant, all that kind of stuff. So, actually, a lot of those companies will make, like, appropriate industry shoes if you look for them. But at the end of the day, if I was in a job where I do need to dress nicer, like, some of my office jobs, I would just wear an insole. But I also wasn't walking as much. I feel like some people are more understanding. Like, if you are at a job that you're usually on your feet all day, you probably are wearing some kind of, like, closed-toed, more structured shoe just by requirement.
100%. The other, I guess, type of shoe to hit on, of course, would be, like, a work boot. Some people are going to have to wear something to protect themselves, whether that's just from, like, dirt, debris, that sort of thing, or whether it's from, you know, something more dangerous where you might actually need, like, a steel or a composite toe. With something like that, fit is going to be a really big factor, so you just want to make sure that the boot will fit snug, especially in the heel, but also give you enough room in your forefoot so that your foot can breathe. And then, I guess this would also go with the other shoes that you're putting on as well. And then also, the key thing is, like I said, leaving a little bit of extra room for your forefoot, because your feet will swell over the course of the day standing on your feet, whether you realize it or not. And if your shoes already starting pretty tight and then your foot starts to swell, that can definitely cause some discomfort. But then on top of the fit, usually the more rigid the work boot or shoe, work shoe, not necessarily the athletic shoes, but the more rigid they are, typically the more supportive they are, they're going to hold your foot structure in place, that sort of thing. With any of these shoes that we mentioned, a great tip, and I'm surprised it even took us this long to bring up, but it's just kind of how we had it drew up. You can absolutely add an insole, or really orange insoles, to the shoes as well. So maybe you already have a pair of shoes, you're like, they fit well, but they're just not comfortable. Try an orange insole in them. The reason why the orange insoles are going to help is because they have arch support built into them. It's a rigid plastic shank. So remember how I said with the work boots, how the stiffer they are, usually the more supportive. Having that stiff arch in the insole helps support your foot and then prevents your arches from collapsing. So at the beginning, I was talking about how your feet get tired, your body gets out of alignment. So what happens as your feet get tired is they can now rely on the support of the orange insoles. Furthermore, they have a layer of cushioning on top too. So your shoes have cushion, you add a little bit more from the insoles, and it's just that much softer of a step each time. But combine that with the rigid support, and it can't be overstated the impact it can make. So we have people all the time leave us reviews that say, work on my feet all day, my back always hurt, I put in orange insoles and right away the pain went away. Some people will take a couple weeks or whatever it is, but seriously, we have countless reviews attesting to, like, hey, I put these in right away and I just felt so much better. So don't overlook insoles, specifically orange insoles, of course. We believe that ours are constructed fantastically for those that are on their feet all day. So that's a good option. Mallory, what kind of insoles were you putting in your shoes? You mentioned you did that.
I think the full length for, like, the Brooks and everything. And I think it's important to note, like, even, like, I had good shoes, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't still feel it. Like, you can have great shoes, but when you're on your feet 8 hours, like, give yourself all the extra support you can get. Like, the insole is just that much more and will carry you on that much farther, like Owen was saying. Like, your feet are still going to get tired. It really helps to have that extra support. But, yeah, I often threw, like, a full length into my Brooks.
And coincidentally, the full length is our best seller. It replaces the liner in your shoe. So most shoes will have a liner that you can reach in and pull out from the bottom. Then you go ahead and throw in the orange insoles. If for some reason you don't have that removable liner, we have another option for you, the 3/4. But that is kind of the primary function of our best seller, the full length insole. Aside from footwear and insoles, though, there are a few other things you can do. Just taking care of your body at the end of the day can be a really important step, make you feel better come the next day. So just rolling out the muscles in your feet with a massage ball or even like a lacrosse ball just helps relieve all that tension that's been building up all day. And then even just elevating will help promote more blood flow to your feet and help with that recovery time. And then of course stretching is imperative, so stretch the muscles in your feet. You can do like the foot alphabet, as I call it, so do the ABCs with your toes, but also stretching your calves proves to be really key, and your hamstrings as well. So we've talked about some few basic stretches in the past. You can definitely find them on our website too, but those are also going to make a difference, especially when you get up the next day.
It's funny because I think I was telling you about this as we were heading into summer, I was just moving more, doing a lot more activity. I was having horrible calf pain, and I think I told you, I'm like, I started elevating my legs at night because of it, and it's crazy how much it like instantly helped, honestly. Like 10 minutes of it, I felt so much better. And it, I know, like, we hear these things, we're like, yeah, I elevate, whatever. And we sometimes are like, ignore it because we don't think it will do that much. It's crazy how much it truly helps.
It's not like you stack up like 50 pillows and you're in like a recliner and you can't move. Like, just while you're sitting on the couch, you like take one or two pillows and slide them underneath your feet.
Yeah, exactly.
That simple. Doesn't have to be a whole thing.
It's not that hard, and it can really make a difference. A few other things, like when I was on the job, I would just try to take little movement breaks if I could, and stretch out, and, you know, calf stretches. I know we talked about the mini calf raises. I found myself when I was at the cafe, because I had nowhere to sit, often in a very, like, those really deep squats. Because once you're comfortable in it, you can chill down there for a while. So I was just like, I'd be sitting in my deep squat, taking like a little rest. Rolling out your neck is another big one too, we kind of forget about. Just like loosen up every once in a while, especially if you're more of like you're standing at a counter or something like stationary. It's really important to just make sure you're rolling everything out, keeping your muscles loose too. It can help at the end of the day, so you're not like as tensed up in your muscles, just keeping them loose and rolled out so you don't have to do all the work when you get home can be beneficial.
Great point. And it can be a lot easier once you start looping like your team members or coworkers in too. Like, you don't have to do this alone. And we talked in the past episode about like group workouts and how impactful that can be, but this is similar, where it's just like group taking care of your body and group hydrating at work really can make a big difference. And just kind of having that like camaraderie, like, hey, we're all taking care of ourselves, you can stretch too. So, you know, maybe you do like a group stretch. I've heard of people doing that at the beginning or like in the middle of the day, even in like manufacturing environments, or maybe there's one certain task that like you might be able to get away with while you're sitting down. So maybe you are just really conscious and like take a shift doing that sitting task, and with your coworkers, you all can rotate and just get like a little mini break. But also, you know, a lot of times you might have a supervisor come over, or someone where you're just chatting about work or having a meeting, and it's okay to take that meeting obviously on the go and like, hey, can we just like walk around? Now I'm thinking about like the manufacturing floor, you know, hey, can we just like walk around the manufacturing floor and chat and do this? And just that extra movement and getting outside of the same like standing and using those same muscles as when you're standing really does go a long way.
Yeah, when I was at the cafe, I feel like we actually did a lot to like motivate and help each other. Partially, we got sick of the cafe foods. We'd bring in like different, like, it's vegan, so a lot of my coworkers were vegan and would bring in like really good vegan dishes for us all to like share and try for lunch, which was really nice. We also did, not to get into like the whole challenge, but we did a 75 soft challenge, and a lot of it was just like working out, staying hydrated, eating well, and that, like, that was the basis of the challenge. And we did it all together and would like check in with each other. And that was like a really nice way to just keep accountable, and we're all in the same headspace, and it just made it more fun because we'd come up with like different drinks for us to try on it, or different foods, or like let's go work out together after work. It was just really fun. So I know it can be like intimidating if you're not like that close with your coworkers, but maybe start bringing some of that up, or bring in a snack for everyone to try and get a convo going. It's a lot more fun with buddies, so.
You know what that reminds me of is like after, like my favorite part of like the T-ball games or like the youth soccer games or basketball game is like the snacks. Like there'd always be like the juice and the post-game snack, and it was always just fun to go grab it with the whole team. It's like why not recreate that in your workplace? I feel like these days, like being a kid again is kind of coming back, where it's like whatever, like let's just do it. But it could be a fun little thing to plan. I know people will do like potlucks and stuff, but what if someone each day just brought in like a high energy snack for everyone to munch on, and you just kind of rotate it? I think it'd be a lot simpler that way.
Yeah. Or like the co-ed, like kickball leagues and stuff are fun. There's a lot of
100%.
good stuff to do.
So, with that said, if you do work on your feet all day or just do a lot of standing, maybe you're one thing we didn't even mention, maybe you're a parent. And your job is just to chase around the little ones. We hope that this episode was able to help you. Just a few reminders, really staying hydrated and having some nutritious snacks can go a long way. But also taking care of your feet with footwear and insoles, doing some like micro movements and stretching will go a long way. And then teaming up with your coworkers just to make it as easy as possible. Hopefully, all of that stuff will help you feel a little bit better. As you're standing all day. So, we do have appreciation for you all here at Orange Insoles, and we hope that you'll at least try maybe one of these new things next week at your workplace or whatever you're doing, and would love to hear how it's going.